right, a few minutes ago, I was letting in on a little bit of information that I'm assuming was supposed to be secret, but I was told that I'm going to be let go on Friday after my show, and I have since then, I confirmed it. And you know what? I've decided to just say screw it and give the big middle finger to upper management instead of giving them the opportunity. So first, I want to say thank you to you for making the last 4+ years of my life great here in Jacksonville and on Rock 105. I couldn't think of anywhere better to work here in Jacksonville. I'm glad I got to work here during some great times and during some not so great times. And again, thank you, upper management, for the not so great times. But in the end, I would not trade any of it for the world. And I'm grateful we spent the time together. Now, Don Davis and Rob Barr and Jake and the rest of my family here that makes things happen on the air. You guys are the greatest, and I wish nothing but the best for all of you. Now, on to the problem. There is nothing worse than managers that think that radio people are like commodities to be used up and thrown away with. They're no longer valuable to the shareholders, which, by the way, I've been working at. I've been working without a contract in good faith for the past few months in the hope that something would work out for me and I'd be able to work out something that would benefit both Cox Radio and my family. But obviously, that wasn't a priority. Now, I find out there's another deal in the works with somebody else and they're only minutes away from handing me my walking papers. Well, here's your 15-second notice. Kiss my ass, Cox Radio Jacksonville, and especially you, Bill Hendrick and David Israel. You two empty suits will be lucky if this is the only time this happens to you. And it's going to be a bright day in Jacksonville when your desks are emptied and radio is free of you. Now, this shows you how much they're paying attention, by the way, because they should have been in here by now, and if they were really listening to the radio stations and knew what was going on. So thanks for nothing. Rotten hell, Cox Radio. I am gone.